have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 12:24. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
Happy Monday. It's Motivation Monday here at Connect FM. We always like to kick off the show at noon with a motivational tip on Monday, since the Monday blues are always there, especially on a hot one like today. And we've been talking with one of my favorite people of all time, Dr. Gail Thone. And Gail is a licensed psychologist and marriage and family therapist, among other things. And she's been nice enough to chat with us today because, you know, really, as we started off our conversation, we always have so many things to deal with. We're always so concerned about so many other things except for ourselves. And if we're not working on our own self-esteem, then we don't have what we need, the tools that we need to nurture a healthy relationship. Right, Gail?
Absolutely. And that applies to all of us. It has nothing to do with fancy credentials, licenses, you know, career choices. It's an everyday challenge in this hectic world.
And so far we've been talking about, you know, entering into relationships with a clear picture of what you want, speaking to your partner in a solution-oriented, respectful manner. And now we want to talk about making sure that you're attracting not only a partner, but also friends and associates with values and beliefs that are in tune with you. And this is especially important, obviously, for your partner. But why is that so important, Dr. Gail?
Well, absolutely. But I have to tell you, I just got an image like of Bonnie and Clyde or people who are leading, you know, painful, challenged lives. Who,
yeah, I think they were just at the First Federal Bank, right, Bank on Springfield.
I did hear that. And so, you know, in the beginning, we do think of, you know, attracting a person with similar values. But as we become more aware, we need to examine our own values and say, are these healthy values? Are these values, outlooks, things I want to keep, or have they gotten me in trouble? Do I want to discard them and not be attracting this kind of person into my life? Mm. You know, I'm talking about alcohol abuse or drug abuse or domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as simple as attracting someone with the same values. It's having healthy values and then attracting that person into your life with similar healthy values.
And when it comes to beliefs, that's really important, too. I think, you know, when a couple's first meeting, you've got that romance going on and the butterflies and all of that. But it's really important to sit down and talk about a lot of things.
Yes, I totally agree. But there's also a school of thought to consider is don't blab everything right away.
Mm.
Now, is that being dishonest? We're not saying be dishonest, but we learn so much by listening. You know, I had the privilege of teaching for many years at the university, and in my contemporary relationships courses and sex courses and dating, I used to talk about asking the tough three questions right away, and listen to their answer.
Mm.
Do you want to hear what they are?
Yes, I'm intrigued.
Well, the tough three questions go with your own values and your own life experiences. So if you're talking to an audience that's lived a little, think of this. You ask the person, hopefully before the first date. I used to do it on the telephone when I was single. Have you ever hit a woman?
Whoa.
And then listen to their answers. You wouldn't believe, and, you know, it's gender-free. I'm just talking, you know, male-female, but it could be same sex or
okay,
opposite sex. And listen, and if that person says, yes, but he or she deserved it, he or she knew how to push my buttons, move on.
Red flag. Okay.
And then, again, think of your own values. My other question would be to an audience that's been around a little is, have you ever been charged or arrested for a crime?
Mm.
And then listen to their answer. What do you think some people tell you? It wasn't my fault the policeman was picking on me. It's a red flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. Now, as you evolve to a certain stage, you immediately aren't attracting those kind of people because your radar, you know, I don't know how it happens, but you do have to think about it and work on it and say to yourself, this is what I invite into my life,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I don't want in my life.
Yeah. That's very
And then put it out there to the universe. But if these kinds of people keep coming into your life, whether they're friendships or romantic relationships, then you have to say, what am I projecting? What message,
mm-hmm.
what lifestyle am I living that this keeps coming back in my face?
And what's the third tough question?
Well, looking back, it'll sound funny now because it's so outdated. But 1,000 years ago, when I was growing up in New York, and you know, a tough neighborhood, you would say to the person, "Do you have any tattoos? And what are they?" So there's nothing wrong with having a tattoo, right? Nothing wrong if the person wants a tattoo, but if it says on it, like, I hate women, or, you know, kill, or something like that, that's a red flag. It's not about the tattoo. It's about the message.
What the message is. Ah, very interesting.
Well, so
I think that's very relevant today, Dr. Mm-hmm. Gill, because tattoos have become so popular again.
Yes, you know, and they can be beautiful and have messages of love and high self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Again, each person should think about what would help me realize that this is a good person in my life. Where is my self-esteem? Where is their self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
And people who are caregivers have to be very careful because often you're attracting people who are looking to you to take care of them, and that's not healthy.
I learned that lesson the hard way, Dr. Gail. Let me tell you, but I finally got the lesson. I finally got it.
Good for you.
I finally got it. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break and come back. And again, you can find Dr. Gail at perfectlypositive.com. And we're going to come back and just talk a little bit about what you can expect to hear on Dr. Gail's CDs. She's got them on intimate relationships, job loss, quitting smoking. She's got a nice collection there of things that you should check out. And we're going to give away a CD as well. So stay right here. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And if you want to connect with Dr. Gail, our number is 217-359-2255. That's 359-CALL. It's 12:32 at Connect FM. Why, just listen when you can connect. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. And I know Diane, hi there, I'm Mary Lynn. Diane Ducey over there, and she's been keeping an eye out on the latest news on the bank robbery that occurred at First Federal on Springfield earlier today.
Right, it happened inside the hour, and that was First Federal off Springfield over by Round Barn, which is where the man was to have said to have fleed. So we'll just keep an eye on it, and again, if you're in the area and you see a lot of police, you know, just try to stay out of their way and reroute yourself.
That's my bank. He's taking off with my
money.
Right. Okay. I'll go find him myself.
I'm sure it's fine.
All righty. It's Motivation Monday, and we're wrapping up our conversation, although I hate to let you go, with Dr. Gail Thone. Dr. Gail's a PhD, and she's a licensed psychologist, licensed marriage and family therapist. She's got certifications in sports psychology and clinical hypnosis, taught at the University of Minnesota for a number of years, and it's in private practice now. And we thank you so much for your time today and for giving us some great food for thought about strengthening our own self-esteem so that we have healthy relationships, healthy, positively perfect relationships.
Well, you're just a delight to talk with, and I hope it's been of some service to your listeners, and maybe they'll go to my website and learn even more.
And if you go to www.perfectlypositive.com, Dr. Gail, there's a surprise there for our listeners.
Yes, hit on that red box for your listeners only, and I think it'll be a pleasant surprise.
Okay, so a red box, a pleasant surprise for you, and we're going to give away your CD on intimate relationships, what we've been talking about today, And can you just give us a little synopsis of what folks will get on this CD? It's a meditation, correct?
It can be interpreted as a meditation. The beautiful thing about it, the feedback I've gotten and why it was created, was to help people lead a more fuller, enriched, actualized life. And some people use it as a meditation. Other people listen to it like, you know, listening to the radio. It has multifaceted uses, but the message is meant to help people evolve to have happy, healthy, intimate relationships.
Okay. And I've listened through your CDs, and this is really, really good. I mean, as I was listening to you just talk about the things that you need to do, you know, to make sure that you're attracting the right people, that you're inviting the right people, and that it's all about, you know, having a healthy, rewarding, romantic, passionate, fun-filled relationship. It's and that's what everybody wants and should and deserves.
Right, and some people may just want it with themselves, and
yes,
that's okay. So it really, I hope, covers everyone in the broadest interpretation.
All right. Well, go to www.perfectlypositive.com and click on the red box for the surprise, just for those of you in Connect FM land. And also, we'll take a caller at 359-CALL, 217-359-2255, and they can have their very own CD in their hot little hands today if they mm-hmm. want it. So, well, and Gail, we're looking forward to having you back. Dr. Gail will join us again on Monday, August the 15th for another Motivation Monday segment. And this time we're going to talk about what to do after job loss and how to reposition yourself for success. So that'll be a wonderful conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like after the bank robbery.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they're going to. How am I going to reposition myself now that I've lost my cash? All right. Dr. Gail, thank you so much. We really enjoyed chatting with you today.
Honest to gosh, it was a lot of fun. Stay cool.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. How do you measure success? Some folks were recently asked that question, and the answer is pretty intriguing. How do you measure success? We'll connect about that next at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.